السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. All praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may His choicest blessings be upon our leader and master, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What can I do to help the Muslims suffering in Gaza, in Palestine and around the world? What can I do in my individual capacity? I don't have force, might, government, anything behind me. Me, I, myself, as an individual, what can I do to help the Muslims suffering around the globe, and especially in Gaza and Palestine? It's going on for years, 48, 67, and most recently it's almost 2 years since the genocide has intensified. And any normal Muslim will have this question come into his heart, that what can I do? What is there for me to do? So remember, today we're not talking on what I can say. What are my thoughts? What are my opinions? Because opinions, there are plenty. And everybody got every meeting, social meeting. Now after Jummah, you're going to go home, you're going to sit together. If the talk wasn't exciting enough, where the discussion is going to go? Back to what I feel. UAE should have done this. Saudi is like this. Iran is like this. We feel why Turkey didn't do that. You know, big, big talk. Big, big opinions. But that's not what we're discussing today. Someone said it very nicely. He says, the people with the most opinions are usually those furthest away from reality. Those who are sitting on their couches, who feel that this is my opinion and I feel like this and I think like that and why didn't he do this and why didn't they do that? You know, there was one person, he told his friend, in my house, I make all the major decisions. So his friend told him, but you're talking nonsense. I know your wife wears the trouser in the house. She tells you jump, you ask how high. That's the reality. What you're telling me, you make the decisions. He says, no, I'm telling you. So he said, how? Explain. So he said, see, all the small, small decisions. Must we buy a car? Do we need a new fridge? Is the curtain matching or not matching? Must we change it? All small, small decisions I leave her to make. So he asked his friend, so then what decisions you making? He says, every day I come back from work. I sit on the couch. I take that important haram remote. I press the channel and I decide, Trump, you should have done this. Why you pick that player for that team? This one should have... Big, big, major world-changing decisions I make with the remote in my hand. So he's fooling himself and he's making himself happy. And many people are in the same boat, maybe not with the remote in their hand, but thinking that, no, I feel like this and this. Leave opinions and thoughts. As many human brains as there are in the world, that is how many different opinions and thought processes there are going to be. Let's come to what can I do as an individual, as an ummati? Because every single person, wallahi, if you have not felt this pain, ask yourself, if any oppression, and listen here, we told you, Gaza and around the world, because many people feel that a Palestinian life is worth more than a Syrian or Jordanian, a Afghani, a Chinese Muslim's life. Every Muslim's life. We're saying the entire Muslim ummah, kal bunyan, yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da, is like one building. Every brick is supporting the next. Kal jasadil wahid, like one human body. In ishtaka aynu, ishtaka kullu. In ishtaka ra'su, ishtaka kullu. If the eye is sore or the head is sore, the entire body doesn't function well. So every Muslim felt this pain, guaranteed. It sometimes it's like piercing, like a physical pain, that Ya Allah, there's oppression happening, I'm a Muslim, I'm part of this ummah. But what can I do and what am I doing about it? What can I do going forward? So every single Muslim will feel this pain. Now, there's one of two things. Shaitan wants this natural emotion and pain in the heart to translate either into, some people, Allah forbid, they say, you know, we've been desensitized. We've seen this so much, we're hearing this so much, it no more affects us, na'udhu billah. He either wants you to be desensitized and immune to the difficulties your own Muslim brother is going through. He wants those emotions to translate into negative energy of, you know what, we can just give up, what can we do? We can't do anything. So a person goes into a mini depression, a person just sort of throws the towel in and says, ah, Muslims can't do anything. No. A Muslim is never desensitized from oppression, no matter how small or how large it is. A Muslim is never pushed into depression by negative energy or thoughts. A Muslim is positive. A Muslim translates those emotions into action. That, hello, what can I do? What should I do? How can I help the Muslim Ummah? What change can I bring about which will change the conditions which are here? And that is what I want to discuss before we even go to the practical steps. One basic principle, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah, 99% of the Muslim world know about this. We hear about it time and again. Jamaats come, they remind us about this basic principle of life again and again. And now this next month you'll be getting lots of jamaats, Alhamdulillah, working up towards the KZN Ijtima. Basically 4 weeks left. The jamaat comes and every time they remind us the same. What is the principle? Allah Ta'ala is in control of the entire universe. Allah Ta'ala's system is such that when mankind sends good actions up to Allah, Allah Ta'ala sends good conditions down to them. And when mankind sends adverse, wrong amal up, then Allah Ta'ala sends adverse conditions down on them. That is the system of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When we say mankind, but more specifically Muslims. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَّبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ Allah says, see all the evil mischief which you are seeing, all the wrong happening, is because what you have done with your own hands. In another verse, Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَّبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ Whatever difficulty you are facing, O Muslim Ummah, is because what you have done, what actions you have done, yes. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ Allah overlooks so much. If Allah had to take us to task for every wrong we are doing, I wouldn't be sitting here, we wouldn't be sitting here. Allah Ta'ala's mercy that Allah Ta'ala overlooks, and sometimes Allah Ta'ala sends just a little bit, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ so that we can turn back to Almighty Allah. So this concept and this belief which we have to remind ourselves and again, Allah is in control of the entire universe. Allah Ta'ala sends conditions down according to the a'mal and the actions of mankind. If the actions are good, Allah Ta'ala will send good conditions. And when we're talking of actions, this is just one by the way note. Remember, this is not an individual. A lot of people sometimes, they sit and say, okay, so it means the Palestinians must change their life. Those who are going through difficulty must change their life. No. Allah forbid sometimes, I'm a South African so I can say it, certain South Africans we have the superiority complex that nothing gonna affect us by it. We okay. We sitting safe. It's them. It's not them. It's me. It's me. I need to understand that I send good conditions up to Allah. Allah Ta'ala's help will come down. And if I do the disobedience of Allah, Allah Ta'ala is going to send adverse conditions. Once we understand and remind ourselves of this basic principle, we'll understand that I can never secure the help of Allah through the disobedience of Allah. The only way to secure the help of Allah is through the obedience of Allah. Simple, but understand it in the practical life. I'm not sure in KZN, in Gauteng, what they say, let's go for a march. We're going to have a march against Israel, against the genociders, against the baby killers. So good intention. But there's mixed men and women in the march. There's music in the march. They must in salah during the march. Is that march going to bring the help of Allah? Impossible. It cannot bring the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala down. One stage they said, you know what? Now we got a new thing to raise funds for Palestine. Is that we're going to have a gala dinner event. Gala dinner event. You pay 650 rand. The meal is sponsored by somebody. You come here. You know, Maulana, we don't want to have it a calm, a nice family environment. So there's no hijab, there's no parda. Men and women are sitting together. And we're having a special female activist from UK coming down to give a talk on rights and activism, and so she came without no mahram, travel without mahram, speaking to a mixed audience, and then, you know, to keep it good, we're having a live band will be singing about Palestine. So all that you want, hey, you know what I told him, you know, give me, don't 650 rand, give me 65 rand, you come home. And I guarantee you my meal at home, you can see my size, it's proof of it, right? That the meal will be better by my house than the meal you're going to eat. Leave 65, come eat for free by my house. take that 650 rand in a halal way, send it where it's supposed to go. Why would you want to involve haram activities to please the nafs and then say, I don't know, yeah, they asked this, there was a big thing, they had what was the thing called? Pedal for Palestine. So then I said, MashaAllah, the jamaats are moving, Allah accept. Is this 4 months? Is it 1 year? Is it for life? Because I mean, you're not going to come back if you go in pedal. And he said, no, this is a game. Okay, what game is this here? You see, like, so, Maulana, you know, we put the price up double, so more money can go to Palestine. And then we want it, exciting. So we're having a mixed doubles tournament. What's a mixed doubles? No, you come with your wife and he must come with his wife also. So I said, Mafai, your people's iman is strong, bye. My iman is weak. If I'm playing, I'm not looking at the ball, I'm looking across there, jiggly juggly on that side. They looking when my wife is going to bend down to pick up the ball here. No haya left in this ummat. No ghairat of men. Everyone's standing around and they say, hearts are clean. Prophets for Palestine. Does it make it halal? Is that how you're going to draw the mercy of Allah? Or are you going to draw more anger of Allah? The simple concept, the obedience of Allah will bring the mercy of Allah. Disobedience of Allah can never and will never bring the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of a people until and unless we do not change our own selves. For better or for worse, for positive or for negative. Good, Allah sends good. Bad, Allah sends bad. Simple concept, simple realization that until and unless we do not come back to Allah, the mercy of Allah cannot come down. So what can I do? Okay, we discuss what we should not do. What can I do to bring the mercy of Allah? Number one, the first thing is to make sincere tawbah and repentance from the bottom of our hearts. Every individual, make genuine 100% tawbah. And I'm thinking of something when I said this word tawbah. There were two friends, they were stuck on the side of the road. So they needed someone to tow the car. So the one friend pulled out his phone and he said, I'm dialing Maulana. He said, why are you phoning Maulana? He said, every Jummah is telling us tawbah, tawbah. Let him bring his tawbah now. Let him pull us out of the mess we're in. His friend said, hey, phone the mechanic. That tawbah is a different tawbah. That's Arabic tawbah. Tawbah meaning ask for forgiveness, sincere repentance. What is sincere repentance? I cut off from the sin I'm involved in. I make a determination I'm never going to go back to it. Everyone here, we don't need to expose ourselves to anyone besides Allah. Two rakats of salah, tears flowing in the middle of the night. Ask Allah for forgiveness. I know my weakness. What is my weakness? Is it my eyes which I am not controlling? Is it my ears? Is it my tongue? Is it my business? Is it my family? Is it my dealings? Is it my cell phone and music? Is it my cell phone and pornography? Is it my cell phone and video? Whatever I am involved in, between me and my Allah, I need to 100% say, oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. The moment we make tawbah before Almighty Allah, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Allah will make all our difficulties go. Allah will remove all difficulties and Allah will bring ease on this ummah. When we make genuine and sincere tawbah. Why I say genuine and sincere tawbah, you normally get two things. Even in the inshallahs, you know, when the jamaat knocks on our door, then you don't want them to, if you're not ready, but we just say inshallah. In no intention in the heart, just to get them, hey, you know what, you carry on next door, inshallah we come in. So that's an inshallah, but inshallah no, you know. When you are young, I don't know if it still happens or in all communities, when you're small children, the elders of the community, if you had done something wrong, or you were mischievous, then you had to go there, then they'll tell you, don't do this better, don't do this, and then you had to peck your cheeks. I don't know if it's ever happened or anyone knows what I'm talking about. Like, tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. So children, we said, hey, this is nice, man. You just come here, you listen to a talk, you pet here, and you go on, and you do more mischief again now. That is a fake tawbah. That's a fake repentance. That you're not, you just, okay, I need to get out of here. What must I do? I must pet here, and I'm gone. No. Every Ramadan comes, Ramadan goes, Hajj comes, season, out, in. Every time we say in our heart, I'm going to make tawbah. But when? When? When I make a decision, and sometimes Allah forbid, shaitan puts this thought in my mind, that see ya, you know what, me in my own way, I'm not harming anybody. That's a kufar slogan. As long as you are mature and adults, and you are not harming anybody, then consenting adults can do as they wish, what they want to. So he says, you know what, I do a little bit of my own wrong. I come back, like I said, I'm sitting, I'm watching TV, or I'm doing stuff. It's my own wrong. I'm not harming anyone. Incorrect. We are not selfish. We are selfless ummah. Every action of mine will have a ripple effect on others as well, on the conditions which Allah are going to be sending down. Once there was a king who told his ministers, you know what, I want something special, something I will be remembered about. So he's telling, what you got in mind? He said, see, we got a fountain in front of the palace, but it's shooting out water. I want that fountain to flow with milk. They told him, good idea, where are you going to get now 10,000 liters of milk to fill the fountain? He said, simple. Send out the presidential command and royal decree that no farmer must take milk to his home back tonight. Tonight, everyone, every farmer around, 1,000 farmers, must come with a bucket of 10 liters of milk and throw it in the pond. And one farmer thought to himself, you know what, my family needs the milk, man. 999, who's going to miss my one bucket middle of the night if I bring water? You see where I'm going with this, yeah? And the next morning, the king woke up to a fountain over flooding with water. Because 999 people thought the same. Who's going to miss my one bucket of milk? And no milk came ever into that fountain. Every ummati says, he must do, she will change, they will must change. Leave me, I'm in my comfort zone, I'm in my cocoon, I'm not harming anyone. Let me carry on my life. Until we don't make sincere tawbah before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my actions will affect the entire ummah, number one. Sincere tawbah. Number two, every single ummati has to understand the power of action done sincerely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Lillah fillah. No other ulterior motive. Not praise, not nothing, not recognition. Just for Allah. A action done with the intention only secret between me and my Allah. And this is, I'm presenting this action forward. The power of that Allah Ta'ala can remove the sufferings of the Muslims of Gaza and of the entire world. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, famous incident, we'll just go through it quickly. There were three people who were traveling and there was a storm and they had to take shelter in a cave. And a massive boulder rock fell in front of the mouth of the cave and trapped them. Trapped them away from the rest of the world, like how our Muslim brothers are sort of trapped. And nothing can get in and nothing can go out. Suffering and waiting for death to come to them. These three people in the cave thought the same. They said, you will never be able to save yourself unless you present some action to Allah and make dua. First one said, oh Allah, it was my parents. They were elderly. I would go and get milk from the goats and take them far away. And I would come back and serve my parents before anyone else. One day I got late. When I came back, my parents were sleeping. I stood by the side of the bed the entire night waiting for them so that when their eyes open, the first thing they can have is some milk to satiate the hunger. And today, the parents just get little old. You know what? It's better. Mommy and the wife are fighting too much. Put mommy in the old age home. Parents are scared to talk to their teenage sons because of bursts of temper against the same woman who carried you in her arms through the nights when you had fever as a baby. When Allah spoke of wahdaniyat, of oneness of Allah, immediately after that, Allah da'budu illa iya, wa bil walidaini ihsana, and be kind to your parents. Today those same parents are kicked to the old age home, can't be bothered, left alone, no time for them. It's my life, my wife, my business, my dunya must go up. I stood by the side of the bed, oh Allah, with that milk waiting the entire night so I could give it to them. Oh Allah, I did this only for you. Oh Allah, help us. The rock moves a little. Second person says, oh Allah, I had a cousin who I loved, very beautiful, and I wanted to commit zina with her. She refused. One day she needed help. She came to me. I gave her 60 or 120 gold coins. And I told her, but condition that we will do haram. She accepted and was about to commit haram with her. And she burst out in tears. Ittaqillah wala tafuddal khatam illa bihaqqi. What are you doing? Fear Allah. I stood up, I walked away, I told her, take your gold and go. Only for you, Allah, I stayed away from zina. Today, these tablets and iPads and iPods and all these things, how many of our youngsters, these married people whose marriages are breaking because of involvement in zina, because involvement in different types. Oh Allah, I stood up and I walked away. the rock moves a little. And the last person says, oh Allah, I had an, people working for me. End of the term, I paid everybody besides one employee. Small salary of his I took and I invested it. Allah put so much barakah, a whole valley was filled with camels, with cows, with servants, with sheep, with everything. He came to me, he said, do you remember me? I said, yes. He said, where is my salary from the last time I never collect? So I told him, see, this whole valley here is yours. Don't try it in today's time. Bye. The guy won't give you back your investment. Believe me, let's not go into the topic of Islamic investments or so-called Islamic investments and Ponzi schemes. That whole valley is yours. He said, so don't mock me, man. I just want my salary back. He said, I'm telling you, I invested it. Everything is yours. That employee took the entire valley and walked away, not looking back, not thanking the man, not giving him 1 cent also for his effort. He said, oh Allah, but I did it for you, oh Allah. Don't. And the rock moved. Today, if I can do one action, everyone is good in different things. Some people can read khatams of Quran every day. Some people are ready to help the widow. Some people can give sadaqah and are very generous. Every ummati, every Muslim has the ability in his heart to do some good action. Do that one good action. You don't need to tell your wife, you don't need to tell your family, you don't need to go in and you speak. You don't need any recognition. Between me and my Allah, I choose one action which I can do. Do it for Allah and send that reward and see how Allah will use that inshallah to remove the difficulties. And last but not least is our 5 basic salah in the masjid every single day. Our elders are telling us, alhamdulillah, the masjid is full today. When our fajr is like our Jummah, then see, we won't need to shoot one bullet, we won't need to do one thing. Allah's help will come automatically from avenues unknown and unheard of. Allah Ta'ala's ghaibi madad, His unseen nusra and help will come to this ummah when we fill the masjid every single day. So we make intention for that inshallah. I myself, I need to make tawbah and ask Allah for forgiveness. Bring some special good, secret, good action in my life. And every single day, my 5 daily salah in the masjid, behind the imam, with jamaat, Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come first on myself, my family, this community, and inshallah cover the entire globe. May Allah Ta'ala remove the suffering and the difficulties of all those who are suffering in the Muslim Ummah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us victory, unite us in this world and in the year after in the gardens of Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.